Lemonada.
This is Eric Alvarez. One quick note before we begin. This episode is available in Spanish. You are listening to the English version, which means I will try to say soccer instead of football. Para escucharlo en español, busca el podcast Mi Mundialista Favorita.
A warning to our audience, this episode contains references to suicide and suicidal ideation. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, call the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in the United States at 988.
I think anyone who says they don't is lying. I try not to. Like, I don't do it deliberately. But, like, if I come across something and I'm like, oh, I want to know what it says.
22-year-old U.S. soccer phenom Sophia Smith is talking about reading headlines about herself, and there are lots of them.
The good ones, obviously, like, it's good to hear. It's cool to hear. But, like, I try not to, like, get too high on that because it's just like a random person's opinion, and I try not to like let that mean too much to me. The bad ones, I'm getting better at it. Like, I used to look like really into it and be like, why would someone say that, or why do people think that? And I've learned quickly, being a professional, that you literally cannot do that. It will eat you alive.
Sophia became the first teenager ever to be drafted into the NWSL when the Portland Thorns selected her with the number one overall pick in 2020. Shortly thereafter, she was called up to the United States women's national soccer team.
Everyone's going to have an opinion. Everyone's not going to be happy with you all the time. People aren't going to like you. It's life. Like, who cares?
And it's not that Sophia doesn't care at all. She cares, but only about the things that matter to her now. And it was losing a friend to suicide that marked an inflection point for Sophia, but also for her mental health in collegiate sports.
I'm Eric Alvarez, and I'm joined by my decorated football co-host. She's an Olympian who won the World Cup with the U.S. women's national team, and now plays as a defender for the NWSL champion Portland Thorns, Megan Klingenberg.
Thank you, Eric. This is my new favorite Futbolista, where you will get to know football's brightest stars and the causes they're fighting for off the pitch.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Searching for NBA playoff coverage? We've got you. The Old Man and the Three, presented by BMW, gives you an inside look into the world of sports. Hosted by former NBA sharpshooter and Duke legend J.J. Redick and sports writer Tommy Alter, The Old Man and the Three offers unprecedented access to the league. Tommy and J.J. discuss the NBA and interview some of the biggest names in the league, like Devin Booker and Luka Doncic. NBA final season is the perfect time to dive in, and you can listen to The Old Man and the Three wherever you get your podcasts. To hear episodes brought to you by BMW. Push the limits this NBA season with the brand that set the ultimate standard. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Megan, there aren't many 19-year-old athletes that can say they've been drafted by a pro sports team. With that, I imagine can come a lot of pressure and some criticism as well. What kind of pressure was there on you as you started your pro career?
Well, first of all, 19-year-olds aren't drafted for a reason. And the reason is because you have to be phenomenal at what you do. The pressures are immense. Even for somebody who's now 34, I still have to actively make sure that I'm taking care of myself so I'm able to perform at my highest level. But when you're drafted, it's this new expectation, these pressures. People start to talk about you. They start to say things like who they think you're going to be and who you could be better than. And they try to make all of these predictions about what you will do. And you're just a kid. And so being drafted is difficult in and of itself. But then on top of that, you're Sophia Smith. And people already have this idea of who you're going to be and how you're going to get there and how fast you're going to do it. And you're like, well, yeah, maybe I can. And so then you start to put expectations on yourself. And I think that becomes really hard for young players. And if you do not manage it well, you can end up like the Freddie Adus, who ended up being a wonderful soccer player and had a wonderful career. But people don't think that it was a wonderful career because of the pressures and expectations placed upon him when he was a teen.
Sophia Smith is not only a young player in the league, she's also one of the league's best. And while that might sound like the dream, balancing life and professional soccer can take its toll. Joining us is Abby Fernandez, a reporter with NBC and Telemundo Bay Area. Abby, thank you for being here.
Hi, Eric and Megan. Thank you for having me.
Starting a professional soccer career has plenty of challenges. But for Sophia, 2020 brought its own unique set of obstacles.
I got to Portland, COVID started. Mm-hmm. So I'm like in this new city by myself. I don't know anybody. You can't do anything. You're like isolated in your apartment. So that's when things really, I was like, okay, like I'm not okay. I'm not okay. That's when I honestly started to struggle with my mental health. Like I've struggled with depression. I have anxiety still to this day. So I think that's when I kind of realized that like this is a real thing. This is serious.
And for Sophia, the realization that she needed to prioritize mental health was eye-opening. A realization many Americans came to during the pandemic.
Students are struggling at an all-time high. 39% screened positive for symptoms of major depression. Another 66% battling loneliness. And 13% have seriously considered suicide in the past year.
It's going to get worse.
Suspending all travel.
It's worst percentage drop since...
America, the anxious, threatening our physical and mental health.
I've always heard about mental health and like heard people talking about it, but fortunately didn't have to deal with anything until recently. And that made me realize like, okay, this is real. This is like a real thing to feel this way and to feel like kind of stuck in your own head and like there's like a dark cloud and it's like hard to get out of. So I think probably like right when I became a professional is when I started to maybe like pay more attention to that and realize that balance is important.
That balance she's talking about is between work and life. While Sophia has always loved soccer, it is still work, and separating soccer from the rest of her life is important.
Soccer is not everything. Like you have to have a balance because it's not sustainable to be like, I am, you know, soccer. Like that's who I am and I'm, you know, my game defines me.
Relationships can last forever, soccer won't. She understands that.
That's Sophia's boyfriend, Michael Wilson. The couple met at Stanford, where Sophia starred for the soccer team, and Michael was a standout wide receiver for the football team.
Being a good daughter, being a good sister, being a good auntie, being a good girlfriend, like those things are most important to her. She obviously knows soccer is her career. That's what she's the most passionate about. That's what she loves to do. That's what brings her happiness. But she's rooted in family.
What does that balance look like?
My balance is, obviously I love soccer. Like it's my life, it's everything to me. But I understand now that it's not who I am. It's not the only thing I offer to this world. And I don't know, I just try to like, when I'm on the field, when I'm at practice in the locker room, like I'm focused on soccer. But the second I like step out of it, like my apartment, you will not find any soccer anything in my apartment. Like it's like my sanctuary. So I've learned to like balance loving the game, loving the sport, but not letting it be my whole entire life, and learning how to like make my mind just like shift when I'm not playing, because I don't need to be in that state 24/7.
Before turning professional, Sophia played at Stanford University for 2 seasons. While at Stanford, she saw firsthand the horrific effects of mental health challenges.
She and Katie were long friends before I actually met Sophia, because they played on youth national teams together since they were, I don't know how old, but they were like this. It was Naomi, Katie, and Sophia. They were kind of like the triplet at Stanford.
That's Michael Wilson talking about how close Sophia was with college soccer teammates Katie Meyer and Naomi Girma.
They were best friends that came in together, took the same classes together, were always eating at the dining hall together. So anytime I was with Sophia, like, it was Naomi and Katie. If we were all sitting at a table, I had to get the approval from Katie, had to get the approval from Naomi as, like, the boyfriend that would is good enough to date her.
Stanford soccer player who was found dead in her dorm room died by suicide.
Katie Meyer was found in her on-campus residence. She was a captain and goalkeeper of Stanford's soccer team.
She died by suicide. The last, you know, couple days are like a parent's worst nightmare, and you don't wake up from it.
It was hard. Like, it, even still to this day, it's hard to talk about. I mean, that was just like everything, like, felt real. It was traumatizing, honestly, because you hear about things like that, but, like, you never think it's gonna happen to someone close to you. And I think the hardest part was, like, there weren't any signs of anything. She was, like, from the outside, the happiest, like, most full of life person, like, had so much energy. It was just, like, you wouldn't know she was hurting. So I think that's what makes, like, mental health scary, because you don't know what someone's going through. Since then, I've had a different perspective on life and on people, and I try to just, like, approach everything with, like, you don't know what someone's going through, and you won't always see signs of struggle.
Lessons from her friend's death are difficult to glean for Sophia, but she says it's made her aware of how important it is to let people know you were there for them.
And the best thing you can do is just be kind to people and, I don't know, just, like, take the time to say hi to someone. Like, send a text if you feel like you haven't checked in on someone in a while. I think those things have kind of come to light more since that happened.
Katie's death put the pressures that student athletes experience front and center. Sophia says she felt those pressures too.
I wanted to get good grades, but I love soccer and I wanted to be the best soccer player. But I wanted my family to come visit me and I wanted to stay connected with them. And at the same time, you know me, I'm not like a social butterfly, but I felt like I had to be because I'm in college. There's a lot of stress that comes with being an athlete and a student athlete, and I think just the mental side of that needs to be talked about more.
In a 2022 NCAA survey of 10,000 student athletes, more than one-third of women said they were mentally exhausted nearly every day.
It can really take a toll on the mental health of a student athlete when they are trying to be perfect and successful in all of these areas at one time.
That's former Division I athlete and founder of student athlete mental health nonprofit, The Hidden Opponent, Victoria Garrick Brown.
I have a lot of empathy for student athletes at the college level who have not yet made it professionally and are worried of how they would be viewed if people knew they were in therapy or they were on antidepressants or they were struggling with things off the field or off the court.
In a 2017 survey from the University of Michigan School of Public Health, showed that college athletes were three times less likely to seek help for mental health issues.
You often won't see a lot of typical outward signs, so it can be harder to detect.
That's Dr. Robin Schofield, Associate Director of Clinical and Sports Psychology Services at the University of Southern California.
Most of those are related to energy and experiences of pleasure and fatigue, mostly because that's where student athletes are going. That's kind of where the rubber meets the road. They have fast-paced, high-energy, highly tight-scheduled lifestyles.
The most recent data from an NCAA study shows that about 30% of student athletes felt overwhelmed, up from 5 years earlier.
Student athletes are a more visible population, and there are aspects about being a student athlete and being on a team that create some strength and resources for them. There are also aspects that create more challenges, right?
While sports are competitive and fans take sides, sometimes to an extreme, That fandom and media exposure can negatively impact athletes.
You have to keep in mind that these are not people who know you. It certainly isn't healthy to have the entire world commenting on your life when they know nothing about you, really.
Experts say universities and institutions can play a role in improving the mental health of college and pro athletes.
I think there's been a lot of movement. I think there's effort out there, but it has to keep going because the demand is just huge.
I don't know what if there's a solution, but just like people knowing that it's okay and it's normal to feel not okay. It happens, but it's okay. And like talk about it and ask for help. I know that's easier said than done, but you'd be surprised that other people are going through the same things.
Here are some solutions institutions are trying. Western Illinois University was awarded a grant in April 2023 to conduct student-athlete suicide prevention training. And Rowan University was awarded a grant to research if yoga could help student-athletes with post-pandemic stress. And athletes are speaking out, too. Vanderbilt University lacrosse player Kaylin Bracken sent a letter to NCAA demanding responsibility from collegiate athletic administrators, writing, quote, "Make sure that the young adults with whom you work feel safe, loved, and valued."
Now, Megan, you play with Sophia on the Portland Thorns, and you witnessed what it was like to see a teammate experience loss and manage grief. So looking back on March of 2022, what do you remember about the impact Katie's death had on Sophia and how it may have shaped who she is now?
Soph is not outwardly emotional. She feels a lot, but she doesn't like to show it. And on those days after Katie died by suicide, she outwardly showed how upset she was, how much the loss of her friend was affecting her. And it's hard to put into words what grief looks like, what grief feels like. But Soph was feeling all of it. You could see that it was taking its toll on Soph.
Sophia told us that she tries to live in the present. After this,
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Break. Abby Fernandez will tell us how she's found ways to keep herself grounded.
Sophia believes it's just as important to exercise your mind as it is your body.
I like to meditate. Meditation, I have crystals. I have healing crystals that who knows if they work, but I'm choosing to believe they do. Matcha. For some reason, just the green makes me happy. It's earthy. It's like I'm connecting with the earth.
For Sophia, there's always something she can go back to when the anxiety piles on.
Like a lot of my happiness and like perspective and like when things feel stressful and the world feels like just like a bad thing, one bad thing after another is happening. I always go back to my family and they just like know how to make me happy and like make me feel peace and like gratefulness to just have a family like that. I think relationships are the biggest thing. Like, cause when it's all said and done, this is deep, but you're laying on your deathbed, you're not gonna care about the physical things you have. Like, you're going to care about the relationships you've made and the experiences that you've had with those people who you care about.
Here's her boyfriend, Michael Wilson, again, who was recently drafted by the Arizona Cardinals.
You know, we see each other maybe a few days out of the year, or out of every single month. So honestly, sometimes the best thing to do is just, she'll FaceTime me and we'll just sit on the phone. Like, we don't even have to talk, because you can't talk all the time. But just having the phone on while I'm, you know, doing homework, or she's, you know, doing recovery stuff, you know, in our living room. And just setting the phone up to where, you know, we're able to see each other's body, see each other's face.
And if family can't be there?
Animals. emotional support animals. All animals. Like, I'm serious. Like, if I need a smile or a laugh or just to feel good, like, I just, like, watch videos of animals or, like, go find an animal because they're just so innocent and pure. And it's just, like, this is what I need right now.
And sure, animals are cute, but Sophia is right. Having a pet can reduce your stress. The American Heart Association says pets help manage anxiety and can help get you active, which is proven to improve your mental health. They also say that the bond with a pet can help you feel happier and not so alone.
It just, like, helps put things in perspective. Like, it helps, like, if things are so serious and, like, stressful, it's like, just like they're not. It's never that serious. Live each day not stressed about what's gonna happen or what hasn't happened or what has happened. So I try to find that middle ground.
So understandably, she's had to go through a lot off the field, but what kind of player is she on the field?
Soph is one of those rare players that you see play for the first time, and she's 19 years old. And I thought to myself, she's going to be awesome. Like, she's the real thing. People like to talk about players that come in and are going to change the game, global superstars, and really, they're so few and far between. But Soph was one of the ones where I was like, yeah, she could do it. I'm not going to say that she was it at the time, because she wasn't, but she could do it because she had the tools. She was a mature 19-year-old who handled all of the pressures and stresses that she could. She doesn't like to go out and drink. She doesn't like to party. She shows up on time to everything. She works hard. She works as hard in the gym as she does on the field. She's taking care of her body and recovery in all the ways that she possibly can. And she's studying and learning and asking questions about the game. There are so few young players that do all of those things. Some of them do a certain amount, some of them do others, but Soph does all of them. And that's what makes her really special.
Oh, thanks so much for peeling that layer back and giving us a behind-the-scenes look at our new favorite footballista. Megan, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to My New Favorite Footballista. There will be over 700 players at the World Cup, so we have more inspiring stories to tell. Go back to the My New Favorite Footballista feed right now to hear previous episodes, and make sure to subscribe to get future episodes automatically downloaded to your device.
This episode of My New Favorite Footballista was produced by NBC Universal Local. Megan Klingenberg and I, Eric Alvarez, were your hosts. Abby Fernandez was our guest correspondent. Brad Fossler wrote and edited this episode. Jeremy Berg served as executive producer. Fernando Hurtado and Seth Rubenroy were the supervising producers. Aaron Pinnell and Rosangela Payan were the motion graphics designers. Miguel Estrada, Brad Fossler, James Jeffrey, Michael Katowski, Erica Messick, Sanjesh Singh, Whitney Eyrick, Chelsea Turner, Amy Burns, Allison Stubb, Nate Fall, Matt Campbell, Mike Brown, Francesca Giamo, and Brandon Galvan were the production crew. Stephen Dawson was the operations manager. Ray Rodriguez, Miguel Estrada, Rafael Virella, and Fernando Hurtado provided translations.